On the Vermont Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work. Now from the Handy Toyota broadcast booth, this is the Catamount Insider.
Catamount Country! It's time to dance!
Larkin for three. Got it!
From Shanahan again, she scores!
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win!
Hey everybody, how's it going? Welcome in on this Saturday morning to another episode of Catamount Insider. I'm your host, Brian McLaughlin. It's great to have you with us for another week, another episode, as we churn on throughout now this winter sports season. Although Yaniv Bazzini and the UVM men's soccer team continue their run. Yesterday, they took on Denver in the College Cup, the NCAA tournament. I sit down with Bazzini this week to recap his outstanding final season of college soccer, going back to kind of where he began. He started his collegiate career at NC State, just down the road from Cary. So we get all of that and more with Yaniv Bazzini on this week's episode. He scored just so many big goals in his Catamount career, so it's really fun to sit down with Yaniv and hear him tell the stories of some of those, talk about some of his teammates this year, and what the team has really overcome to get to this point in their season. So thanks again to Yaniv. You'll really enjoy that episode. We've had him on before. Then we're joined by one of the breakout players on the UVM women's basketball team. Maybe unfair to classify her as a breakout performer. Kira Hansen has been a really big contributor for Coach Kresge for a couple of seasons now. A year ago was really Kira's big breakout when she averaged just over 8 points a game, third team all-league player, a knockdown outside shooter, and won the sixth player of the league on the women's side in the America East a season ago. So Kira talks about transitioning with us this year into a new role on the team. Now more of a true go-to scorer along with star post player Anna Olson, Kira is a three-level dynamic scorer, averaging over 10 points a game, and she was a big part of the Catamount recent double-digit win over Manhattan. So we get through all of that with Kira, what she's kind of gone through to develop her game and add more to it in the offseason, and we talk about some of the favorite players that she enjoys watching. What's it like to play without Emma Utterback and Delaney Richardson from a year ago, and getting Kat Gilwee back into their team this year after missing last season due to injury? We get through all of that with Kira in what is really a fun interview, and I appreciate Kira for joining the show for the first time and giving us a bit of her backstory as well. So now I'm going to take a break. Bazzini joins the show when we return. The star Catamount striker on the men's soccer team walks us through this entire NCAA tournament run. You won't want to miss it, so stick with us. This is Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat.
So, as an alcohol-free product full of real Budweiser taste, we have the unique opportunity to bring Budweiser's flavor, taste, and enjoyment to guests with zero compromise. Budweiser Zero. Full-flavored, zero alcohol brew. 0% alcohol, 100% on your game. This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Ravin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D-9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at HandyCars.com.
You want to take your grilling to the next level? It's all about what you've got sitting on the grates.
Mackenzie Hardwood Smoked Sausage, Beer Brats, and Natural Casing Franks.
You'll thank me later.
Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Wherever things are getting done and made better, you'll find Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast, and a proud sports partner, the team behind your team and your school. Milton Cat is also the team ready for any challenge. Our customers rely on us for equipment, expertise, parts, and service. We're also the team ready for you with new challenges and exciting career opportunities. Milton Cat, always ready.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. Thrilled to be joined by Yaniv Bazzini, striker on the men's soccer team and a man in fine goal-scoring form at the moment. Yaniv, thanks so much for joining us. How are you? Exciting times as the team gets ready to head down to North Carolina.
I'm doing great. We're excited to head down there. College Cup, all we've been waiting for the whole season, and we're happy to be here. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, let's start right there. College Cup, and you said it, kind of one of the big goals for your group this season, and it's been a goal I know the last couple of years as well, but now you guys have reached that kind of final stage of the NCAA tournament. Are you letting yourself soak that in a little bit, or are you still really focused on trying to reach even that next goal?
We're trying to let it soak in, although it's hard, but... We're trying kind of in between. You need to be happy when you succeed to do something that you want to succeed at other thing. And at the same time, you don't want to over-celebrate because you have still a game to win to get to the final. So yeah. This is what we're trying to do as a team together in the meantime.
So what has the last couple of weeks been like as a whole, starting in kind of that conference tournament run where you guys felt some pressure to win those games to maybe even just clinch your spot? You end up winning the America East, and now you've gone on this great NCAA tournament run. What has it been like to kind of have this great soccer come in at such a good time of year for your team?
Well, this is what you do in college sports in general. You work hard throughout the whole season, preseason, and trying to be the best when most matters. And I won't say lucky, but I'm so grateful that we did come when it was most important, and we worked hard all the season. We got the results during the season, and even when it was important, like I said, during the playoffs and the tournament, we came as a team, we worked together as a unit, and we got the results that we wanted.
To rewind with you a little bit, it wasn't always this smooth sailing throughout the regular season. So many injuries that you guys went through, had players in and out of the lineup. Were there ever moments of doubt, or was it always like, look, we're going to be confident when our time comes?
Exactly. We were confident. There was a lot of injuries, a lot of players that maybe didn't have the best games, but we have such an amazing team. First of all, amazing people. That's why it makes it such an amazing team. And such a good depth that we have the subs that are getting in, and even raising the level of what the starting 11 did. And you don't have it in every team. You can see in every team that we play against, we have probably the better subs, and we can only not even maintain the level, even raise it. And it's, this is what's so special on this team, and this is why we're coming to this tournament, and we're giving it all.
Okay, let's talk about Maximilian Kissel then, because he's somebody who's been often this year the one who comes in for you and is your direct replacement as a substitute, still finds a way to score 10 goals at this point in the year. And like you said, it hasn't at times looked like a drop in level, and he ends up scoring the big go-ahead goal against Pitt to give you the 1-0 lead. Tell me about Kissel and what he brings that has made him such a dynamic player that has been a danger for opponents along with you at that striker role.
First of all, he is an amazing person, and I really enjoy. He's sitting next to me in the locker room, so we have really good conversations, and I really enjoy playing with him. And I know he comes instead of me at times, subs me out, but he's a great player. He has a striking ability, and he has the sniff of a striker. He really knows where the ball will be, and such an amazing player. Like, it's such an important player to have and a team. I know that next season he will do so much more, and I know that even now he he does so many amazing things, and we're so lucky to have him.
So tell me about what you saw on his goal against Pitt to give the team the lead. Walk me through your perspective on that play.
It's not an obvious goal. Not everybody will run and try somehow to press them in this position, because they've been with the possession most of the game. And they made this pass probably 10 other times before without making those mistakes. But he still capitalized on that and still made the run. And the ball just fell to his feet. And you can maybe say it's luck, but it's not luck. It's overall, we did the whole 60 minutes before that, and we waited for this one opportunity that it will happen, and he's the guy that actually does it a lot and waiting for those, and this is a striker, this is a nine, and I'm so happy that he did it.
Reminds me then of your goal as well, as you then end up scoring kind of probably one of your craziest goals of the season, and you've scored some fun ones, but just walk me through again what you were kind of seeing on the play, as their goalie takes a heavy touch and you were already in full sprint at that point, and the ball ends up deflecting off of you and right in the back of the net. But just kind of take me step by step through what you were thinking as that play unfolded.
Well, we were running so much, and I was tired, of course. All the team was tired. I know that it's just a few seconds left, and I hear their center backs, and like the team is on the same page of saying, kick the ball up, let's do something up. I think it was David and Adu on the ground, they collided. And I just said, okay, well, the ball is going back to the keeper. I have, there's a few seconds left. The best thing I can do is to press him and to make him do a mistake, or to kick it not where he wanted, or to make it short. And I will say I'm a bit lucky that it wasn't his best touch. I don't think he expected me to press him in this time. I think this is exactly what he wanted to do, but he didn't expect me to get there so fast. And I'm so happy that I did it. And also, when I saw it bounce to the goal and I saw that I don't need to sprint and get it and put it in a goal, I was even more relief. I just put my hands to the side and we did it.
The emotion then after the ball goes in, at that point you're up 2-0 with 10 seconds left. You know you've punched your ticket to carry. That celebration, what was that moment like as you and the team get to really, okay, we've done it, we've captured this next step in our challenge?
Feels amazing. I think it's the whole team, after such a hard work and hard run and against an amazing opponent, to keep a clean sheet and to fight and to run so much, it was amazing to just put it in. It was a relief. For me especially, it was like I ran so much this game, the one I saw rolling into the goal, I was like, you can take a deep breath and enjoy it.
It's an interesting stretch of games you guys have played recently. Obviously, all these NCAA tournament games, you know you're going to be tested with really talented and skilled opponents. A lot of the year, though, you guys are the ones controlling how the games are played, and you're on the ball, and you guys are kind of playing your own patterns. What was it like as you approached this game against Pitt, specifically knowing that you weren't going to have a lot of the ball, and they would be a team that would have a lot of the possession, and how did you try to prepare for a team like that in Pitt?
So this, our game plan was that we know that they will have a lot of the ball, and we will need to still press them, because they're a team that will do at least one mistake a game. Mm. And we are lucky that we were there in this one mistake a game. And that's what the scout said, and that we'll need to be really disciplined and defense, and to make sure not to make it easy on them, and to know that it will be a tough game, that we'll run a lot, and that we won't have a lot of the ball, and to try to make the best opportunities out of it. That I also think we got good opportunities that we didn't score from. And then we did score from this mistake, that it also was part of the game plan. So we need to be disciplined and listen to the coaches and the staff.
It's kind of a full circle moment for you going to Cary, North Carolina. You started your collegiate career just down the road at NC State, not far away at all. Is that something that's entered your mind at all? Is that something that you're kind of looking forward to? Or just tell me about kind of the idea of started your career here, and it's going to be ending your career here, whether it's coming out on top or not, in kind of that location.
Amazing. I did think about it. I said, like, I knew it the whole time, even from the first round, that we'll get there. I said, I want to get there. This is my goal, and I want to win the whole thing. And it did enter my mind when it became closer and closer that, wow, this is where I started, 20 minutes from where I lived for a year and a half, and this is where I'm going to end the college career, an amazing college career with amazing people, and the end of the day, and the right team for me. Mm. So it is an amazing feeling, and it's an amazing story for me especially. But yeah, it's fun.
Do you reflect back at all then on the journey you've been on throughout your college career, whether it's starting at NC State and then coming here to Vermont, where you've really made a name for yourself, 30 career goals? I can list all the accomplishments, but we don't need to go into that right now. But just as you reflect back then on the career that you've had, is that something you've allowed yourself to do, or are you trying to, I've still got work to do, I've got to kind of hold off some of these thoughts and feelings?
So it's exactly like you said, you're trying like to still be focused on what you still want to accomplish and to still make your career even bigger. So you are thinking about, wow, that was an amazing decision for me to come here, and I really reached my potential in the college level, and I really like the place and like the people. So I am thinking about it a lot, but in the same time, I don't want it to be over, and I wanted, like, I know I have a week, so I want it to be the best week that I can, and to take every part of it as the most amazing thing that I have.
Okay, I want to go through this recent kind of stretch of games with you and your own goal scoring kind of hot stretch you're on. And you've been on plenty of these throughout your career. This is nothing new. But flash back with me to the AmeriCup semifinals. Teams trailing a really good UMBC team 1-0, a team that had recently shut you out, the only team to shut you out all season. Max goes up at forward alongside you. As you guys are chasing that game, what was going through your mind, if you can reflect on it? And then you end up scoring two goals, one to tie it in regulation, and then the overtime game winner. Just talk to me about that back stretch to that game when you know your season might be on the line and you guys are really putting the pressure on.
Yeah, so we knew that if we're going to lose this game, we might not have another chance to have another game, and this is the end of my career or this UVM season. So I was a lot of stress, but we know that we're the better team. We know what we need to do. Even if we got the goal, we still been on them and moved the ball and really did everything to score. I think I had more than one opportunity to score it. I just didn't. But I think we all been really focused on how to win this game. And when we scored the equalizer, we still been on top of them and did not let them breathe for a second. And also, fun fact, since I never beat the UMBC, so when we got them to play against them, I said, this is the God wanted me.
Yeah.
to give us one more chance to beat this team. And I'm so glad that I had this opportunity and to give us also this beginning of a good stretch.
Going to take a very quick pause in our sit-down with Yaniv Bazzini. He rejoins the show when we return. This is Catamount Insider.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Ravin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Handy Toyota, I-D-9, exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
Mackenzie Franks off the grill. Big score. Their beer bratwurst, a total touchdown. Hardwood smoked sausage. It's a family favorite. Grilling wood smoked, handcrafted foods with signature spice blends. Eating foods you feel good about and you trust. Premium meats and cheeses since 1907. Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in. All together.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Ooh, when you come home to me.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
As a proud sports partner, we're the team behind your team and your school. We're Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast. Wherever things are getting done, you'll find our customers building, powering, and maintaining our communities. You'll also find Milton Cat, the team ready with the best technology, expertise, parts, and service. So if you're ready for new challenges and exciting career opportunities, join our team, Milton Cat, always ready.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, and right back to our interview with Yaniv Bazzini.
There are not many people who have scored more big goals at Virtue Field specifically than you, and I'm going to lump in a little Vermont Green stuff with you in that you have scored so many goals in front of these fans, and you talked about this place and the people. What has it meant to you to become such a beloved figure amongst both UVM fans? You're wearing Vermont Green sweatpants right now. It's become a real... I think there's a real relationship with you and the fan base and the community. What has that been like for you to see that grow over the years and into what it's become today?
Well, when I came here, it was, I think, the second season of Vermont Green. But I saw it from the first game that I came to UVM until the last game that I played here. So many support, so many people, if it's individually or for the team, for UVM, for Vermont Green, it was so many people throughout my career here in Vermont that supports me. And of course, I want to give everything back because it's really amazing people. Really, I had a personal connection with each one of them, and how I can bring back is what my job is. I'm a striker. I need to score goals. I need to help the team. I need to run. I need to give. I need to celebrate with them because they giving me the power, so I'll give them the power back and what they deserve. And like I said earlier, I'm really happy that I came here because I do feel an amazing connection with Vermont and Burlington and the community. Mm-hmm. And it was really amazing. And yeah, to see that it's going to come to an end, and in a week I'm going to end my career here in Vermont, and again, I need to go to the next chapter in my life. It's sad, but it's something that I won't forget for the rest of my life, and I know I will still come here to visit, and I'll still be connected, and I believe I'll still reach out to a lot of people that supported me throughout the whole time, and I'll still see the fans again.
I want to ask you about a couple of your UVM teammates. I mentioned Max Murray a few moments ago. He had been bumped up to striker for that last little stretch against UMBC. You've played with him as two number nines together. You've played with him where he's been a midfielder and now has really found, once again, that home as a center back. Tell me about your relationship with Max and his ability to play next to you, next to Zach on defense, and kind of fit wherever the team has needed him over the years.
Such an important player in UVM, I think. And the past 3 years, 4 years, yeah. And you can see it. And you can see that he has the UVM mentality and how we want to play, that no matter where you're going to put him, he's going to give his 200%, and he's going to do everything for the team to win. And he does help the team all the time to win, if you're going to see even the last stretch and the playoff and tournament. No matter where he is, like you said, he still delivers. If it's the assist to me or winning balls, or if it's on defense to destroy those good strikers and to really dominate them. And such a great player and an addition to have in a team. And this is a big part of our success as a team.
Tell me about the defense as a whole. I could go even beyond just the starting back four, but Mike Bleeker's come in and been a real veteran presence. Zach Barrett and Max have formed that real partnership. It feels like they win about 90% of the balls in the air when I'm watching. And then Nathan Simeone's really kind of nailed down that starting right back role. You, I imagine, early in the year were going up against them in practice, and those guys are marking you. What makes that such a prolific and powerful defense, and what makes them so hard to crack if you're an opponent?
Well, all of them are amazing players, really great players, each one in their thing. Some of them maybe a bit more offensive, a bit more defensive, if it's athleticism or balls in the air, each one in their own thing. And I think everybody together, which makes an amazing defensive line, mm-hmm. if it's to keep the ball or more with long balls or with the head or offense or crosses, think the combination together what makes the back line so good and so important for our team. To bring this leadership up top as well. And this made me better throughout the whole season because I'm playing against one of the best defensive line in the country. And I believe also they'll say the same thing because they're playing against one of the best offensive line in the country. Huh. And we're making each other better every practice we're training against together, and we're challenging each other with a lot of fun and joy, of course. But it's competition, and we love to win. So yeah. We make each other better with that.
Okay, let's talk about one of the best offensive weapons you guys have, Sidney Wathuta, one of the nation's leaders in assists. When he gets the ball in isolation on the wing, where are you trying to position yourself, and what are you trying to prepare for as he gets ready to either go on the attack or serve one of those crosses that's really become his specialty?
Well, he's so talented. He's such a talented kid, and it's so much to come to him in the near future and far future, and I know that he will succeed a lot. When he gets the ball, I just do my job. I say, okay, be in the dangerous area. give him the space. Sometimes I'm trying to help him because they're starting to man mark him and two players on him. And of course, because
it's probably nice for you that they're man marking him and not you, though.
Yeah, a little bit less pressure on me, you know. But it's good because I think, like we said earlier, I think the whole combination of all the attacking that they cannot really, when they put less pressure on him, so it's more like less pressure on me.
Sure.
So, but he's such an amazing player, and when he gets the ball wide, and I can see we have a good chemistry, and I can see when he's going to cross or when he's going to go to dribble, and I believe in him and every one of those challenges that he will do his best and will succeed to help us. And even though it's hard now that everybody is putting him as a target and men marking him and following him all over, even to the bathroom, but
I really do.
Yeah, exactly. But I know he's still better than that, mm-hmm. and he will still deliver. And I'm so happy that he has such a good season, and it's not over. I just talked. I said that he needs to finish with two more assists to be the first one. So he has one opportunity. He has the game on Friday. If he's going to finish with two assists, we'll talk about passing the next one.
Tell me about the confidence level of this team right now. You guys have been, as a kind of a core group of guys who have been on this run the last 3 years, you've been through so many of these games together. And there are a great mix of newcomers as well, of course. But tell me about just where the confidence lies going into Friday.
The confidence is really high. Like, of course, we made history. But we still humble, and we know what we need to do, and we know how we need to work, and we still know that we need to play Catamount soccer. Mm. We need to play our identity, and this is all that matters. And if we're going to show this and play like how we always play, this is what will put us far, and this is how we will win games, and this is how we will advance to the final. And this is all that matters. And part of this Catamount mentality is to take one game at a time. We talk about it from the beginning of the season. Zach Barrett said an amazing sentence, how you eat an elephant, one bite at a time. So it's one game at a time. This is our mentality. So we don't really think about the national championship in the moment. Yeah, we're close, but you need a semifinal to win. And it's easy to lose a semifinal when you already think that you're competing for the national championship. So we need to win the semifinals.
He's Yaniv Bazzini. Yaniv, thank you so much for joining Catamount Insider. Good luck this weekend. Everybody here in Burlington's behind you guys, and it's been a treat to watch this season, and good luck going forward.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here, and I appreciate all the nice words.
Thanks again to Yaniv for joining Catamount Insider this week. We've had him on before. You might remember some of his story from that previous sit-down, but great to hear about this team specifically, and wanted to ask him, obviously, about his great goal-scoring form and the confidence in the team, but then he's always got some great insight and stories about his teammates as well, and so I appreciate Yaniv for taking the time out of what's a very busy week for them down in Cary, North Carolina, starting the College Cup, the final four teams in the NCAA soccer tournament. So, congrats again to the Catamount men's soccer team for their outstanding NCAA tournament run. And thanks again to Yaniv for joining Catamount Insider this week. Stay with us when we return. Kira Hansen from the women's basketball team sits down on Catamount Insider. We return after this quick break.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
McKenzie Grilling Kielbasa for the family dinner.
This time, I'm skrilling it.
Hardwood smoked kielbasa on the grill. Finished up in the skillet with roasted potatoes.
Skrilled it.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Wherever things are getting done and made better, you'll find Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast, and a proud sports partner, the team behind your team and your school. Milton Cat is also the team ready for any challenge. Our customers rely on us for equipment, expertise, parts, and service. We're also the team ready for you with new challenges and exciting career opportunities. Milton Cat, always ready.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Raven Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
So, as an alcohol-free product full of real Budweiser taste, we have the unique opportunity to bring Budweiser's flavor, taste, and enjoyment to guests with zero compromise. Budweiser Zero. Full-flavored, zero-alcohol brew. 0% alcohol, 100% on your game. This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat, here with Kira Hansen of the women's basketball team, coming off a big win against Manhattan. Mm-hmm. Kira, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
Good. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
I'm doing well. It's great to have you. I guess just how much fun was it to be back at home? You guys hadn't been home for 3 weeks.
I know. I missed it. Alaska and Cancun's really nice, but Patrick definitely has its special feel, so it was nice to be back.
Yeah, and picking up a big win. What do you guys think worked really well? You had a good day scoring the ball, but what just kind of clicked and everything came together in a pretty solid performance?
I think we all played confident, and I think a lot of us hit a lot of big threes, which is nice. So I think the score spread was even. We're just feeding off of each other. I think that was the main thing.
Tell me about the season so far, because, I mean, you guys have been away from home so much. It's been, I know there have been some really good performances. Obviously, Missouri to start the year was a great win. But then I know there have been some rough ones as well. Just kind of summarize the first month plus here as we're talking during finals week. It's always that exciting holiday season. If you had to kind of summarize the season so far, how would you look back on it?
I'd say it's been full of a lot of learning. I think we're having a tough non-conference so far, so I think it's been pushing us a lot. And obviously losing two big players from last year, we're all just figuring out what works best for us. I think we're on a positive climb, but we're still figuring things out, but I'm optimistic. So, and like the last one was really nice to see everyone really clicking.
You mentioned it, obviously, Emma, Delaney, two longtime contributors to the team. Mm-hmm. Without them, you've stepped into a starting role. How has that kind of gone as you've had to replace people who were both very productive and mm-hmm. also big leaders off the court as well? I know those two had a big impact and others had big mm-hmm. impacts on the team. But just what's it been like as this year's group has kind of come together?
Mm-hmm. Definitely different. I remember freshman year like yesterday, and I know I should be very proud right now. But, yeah, it's been... I don't know how to describe it. It's pushed me a lot in a good way. It's not overwhelming. I'm excited. I think as we talked about a little bit, my sister's coming next year, so that's extra motivation to, you know, really figure things out, be a leader, and just keep stepping up every day.
Amazing. Yeah, we're going to put a pin in that sister stuff. I want to circle back yeah. to you about that. But you're scoring over 10 points a game now, and you have been really – just scoring the ball again after mm-hmm. taking a big step in your sophomore year, now into your junior season. Mm-hmm. I'm curious about what this last offseason was like for you, coming mm-hmm. off a really good sophomore year mm-hmm. where you had so many successful moments. But mm-hmm. what were the things that after last season ended that you were really focused on to put in the work, mm-hmm. getting ready for this year's kind of climb again?
Mm-hmm. Well, knowing that we were going to have to fill in the holes that we that Emma and Dell had, that was extra motivation to really get in the gym every day, get an extra shape. We run the yo-yo test every summer, so that was definitely on my mind. Always getting stronger. So I just knew what to expect more, and really just being mentally but physically ready was kind mm-hmm. of like the main focus. Yeah.
I'm curious then if we could keep rewinding a little bit as mm-hmm. kind of last year wore on. Did you grow mm-hmm. more comfortable as the season kind of progressed? Because mm-hmm. you really did, after contributing a little bit as a freshman, mm-hmm. you jump into a really key role then as a mm-hmm. sophomore. I'm curious what that experience was like for you and mm-hmm. how that kind of unfolded over the course of that year.
Yeah, I felt like it came really fast, but I felt like mm-hmm. I was ready in a way. So I credit the coaches to, you know, believing in me, giving me those opportunities.
Yeah,
it just went by really fast, but it's kind of like you just got to trust yourself.
100%. Yeah. What's it been like this year stepping into a starting role? It's obviously different at the start of the game. Mm-hmm. Is there a difference yeah. on the floor? Is it a mm-hmm. difference just kind of a mental thing? I'm mm-hmm. just curious about what that's like going from, mm-hmm. I mean, you won the sixth player of the year in the America mm-hmm. East to then mm-hmm. becoming a regular starter for this group.
There's definitely a difference. Sixth man was super nice, but being a starter is fun because you get to set the tone. But with that comes like the responsibility. So if you're not like totally locked in, you can dig yourself in a little hole. So this year's definitely been about, you know, from the start, being mentally locked in as much as I can. So
what's nice about being the sixth man?
Well, getting to say that I was a sixth man, but also in general on the bench, you get a feel for the game. You get to learn from mistakes a little bit, and you just know what to expect a little more. Yeah.
That's so funny. Aaron Deloney has said almost the exact same thing to me before. Uh-huh. He was kind of the men's version of that for mm-hmm. a few years. What are the things that you're watching mm-hmm. when you were, even now, when you're mm-hmm. out of the game? What are you mm-hmm. trying to pick up on when you are on the bench to, mm-hmm. as soon as you get back out there, to make sure you're ready to go?
Mm-hmm. Usually I'll be focusing on like which of the guards is kind of really making an impact. I think they tend to put me on like the quicker guards, so I'm trying to like feel their tendencies, see how they're... hopefully they're tired, so then when you go in, you can really take advantage of that. But I'd say that also, you know, what's working, you know, if pushing the ball in transition more is working, so just really continuing to do what seems to be working.
Okay, and then this year as a starter, what's been challenging about being in the, obviously you've started many games in your basketball mm-hmm. career, that I guess isn't new, but then having had such a consistent role last year, mm-hmm. was there something, a concerted effort in a bit of a change in role for you this season, and what has it been like to be one of the five starters every game so far?
Mm-hmm. I'd say it's just the mental part. I think last year Emma was so good, and as with a lot of the players, is driving. I was kind of like the shooter, felt like my role. Now I'm kind of like, I feel like the other team's more aware of me as well, so I can't just, you know, have one specialty.
Yeah.
So it's been a fun to, you know, experiment and work on like other aspects of my game, and try to be more of a three level scorer has been a focus.
I'd say that's been something obvious to watch you so far this year. Obviously getting to the rim and those mid range jump shots as well have been a big aspect to you scoring so effectively. What was that like to work on those things, and were those things that you were pretty comfortable with and have just been able to break out this year?
I think I'm feeling a little bit like my high school self, you know, returning to that starting role, being more of a leader. In high school I knew I wasn't the tallest, so I kind of was like, if I can jump high enough, I can get my shot off. And here, as I, you know, we lift more, I can continue to do that. So that's kind of my goal.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about how the team has kind of settled into the season so far. I guess I'll start with, what's it been like to have Kat back? You didn't get to play with her at all last year, but she was out there often when you were on the team as a freshman. So what's that kind of done for the team to, we've talked about you lose Emma, you lose Delaney, but then you get somebody who has so much college experience back into the lineup.
Yeah. She is probably one of the smartest players I play with. She's constantly thinking, being smart and purposeful with her moves. Even like before you see what's happening, she's doing something to set it up. She's very high IQ, so that's been nice. And she's, I think, one of our best passers on the team, so it's definitely nice to have her out there for the kickouts to the three. So, yeah.
I was going to ask you, how do you two try to work together as two guards who, it's both of your roles to create shots for yourselves and for each other. How have your relationship on the court, how has that grown so far this season, and what has it been like to get to play with her and the things that you two are really talking to each other about during games?
I think she's always encouraging me, which is really nice, any break there is. And I think there's a lot of trust. You know, if it's like, if we're kind of near each other on the three-point line, there's confidence that, like, if one of us can't get a shot, she's probably going to shoot it, and vice versa. So it's nice to have each other's back.
And then I guess I'll follow up with, it's such a unique position, the guard spot. And I'm curious about kind of how you can continue to grow in your own role. And like you said, you're seeing more attention. What has that been like as, A, the team's relying on you more to be a scorer, and then B, oh my God, all of a sudden everybody knows that I'm one of the talented shooters and I can score in a variety of ways. And I guess, how have you seen that over the course of this season so far, and how do you expect to continue to deal with teams putting maybe some of their better guards on you?
Definitely motivating to keep getting in the gym, you know, figure out the little things. I get inspiration from like the NBA, the WNBA, and just seeing like such amazing and smart plays. So just that kind of motivates me to try to be at one step ahead. It's of course a process, but sometimes I get like TikTok edits of certain like NBA stars, and that like is like, I could try to do that, something like that, you know. So that's motivating to like mix it up and keep them guessing.
Can I ask you who those stars are that you maybe have stolen something from, or even just kind of not modeled your game after, but think, oh, I could maybe take a piece of this and implement it? I'm curious just who draws your mind in comparison to your own game.
Immediately is Curry, but I feel like everyone would say that. I think some old Kyrie edits, you know, 2016. No way. Pritchard, of course, he's just so good.
He's awesome.
So good. So, yeah.
That's sweet. What about Peyton Pritchard? I mean, obviously he's become this smaller guard and is a real shot maker, and I guess that's comparable, but I'm curious about what else stands out there.
Just how, like, he's shorter, but his knack to, like, hit those big shots, you know? And the fact that he also is, like, kind of on the bench right now but is working his way up is also, like, reminds me a little bit of myself. But, yeah, there's just, like, nothing to hate about him, too.
I'm with you on that. So then I want to keep that conversation rolling in some ways, but we need to mention your three-point percentage because it's ridiculous right now. You're shooting 45.8% from three.
Oh, wow.
It's a good number.
Yeah,
it's a good percentage. And so I'm curious about the confidence you have when you rise up on those perimeter shots, especially because I'm not a confident jump shooter. That's never something that I've, even playing pickup basketball, been able to experience. So I'm asking one of the better shooters around right now, what is that like to be confident with the ball in your hands? And is there anything going through your head when you rise up to shoot? I imagine it's pretty blank, I would guess.
Yeah. No, usually it is. It's like I feel it coming, and I'm just kind of like, okay, now's the time to trust yourself. Especially in Patrick, you know, I get probably the most shots up there. So things feel pretty natural there. I'm trying to think of anything specific that I think, but it's really just get my wrist under the ball and trust myself,
What is it about Patrick Gym? Obviously, you get to practice there and play there a lot, but what is it that makes it just kind of feel like home? Obviously, it is home.
I think it's just really the memories you make in there, the time, just feeling comfortable. I think compared to a lot of other gyms that we've been to in the conference, especially, like, there's definitely bias, but I think this is the most homey. So, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the road trip a little bit.
Yeah.
Because that's crazy. What was it like being away from home for, just period for over 2 weeks and don't play a home game for a full 3 weeks, even though I know you guys made a quick little pit stop before going back to Bucknell.
Yeah.
Tell me about the entire experience. It looked like a ton of fun beyond the basketball stuff.
It was. It was unreal. I don't know if anyone mentioned, but we got to go dog sledding in Alaska, which is really special. And then my family actually was able to come up to that game because they're all the way in Seattle, so it's close enough. And then Cancun. I felt bad emailing my professors, hey, can I have a little extension? I'm in Cancun, sorry.
I promise it's just for work. It's for basketball.
Exactly. So definitely unreal. It was really special.
Dog sledding. What was that like? Had you ever been dog sledding before?
No. And it felt like a dream. You just kind of sit back and the dogs are just so happy to be there. And it wasn't too cold, surprisingly, even though it was Alaska. So that was cool. Yeah.
Getting to see your family. How far is that away for them? I guess if anybody was going to make it, somebody from Seattle would, right?
Exactly.
That must have been pretty cool to have them there.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. It was about a 3-hour flight, which isn't too bad. It was at least a direct flight, which is nice.
Nice.
It was cool.
Oh, that's really cool. I guess then I'll follow up with the hardest part of it all, because that's a long time to be away. And you mentioned emailing your professors. And so I'm just curious about that aspect of being away from home for so long. And even though the experience was really cool, I bet it was pretty hard at times too, right?
Being home from away from here.
Yeah, being away. And I'm just curious about kind of the overall experience of anyone who's away from home for that long of time.
Yeah.
It can get hard at times, I would guess.
Yeah, that's when the group, the people you're around really helps. I mean, there's technically 17 of us here. So there's not really time to get bored, which is really nice. So just focusing on the moment. And I think I have a lot of memories from it that I'll treasure. So
Okay, I want to circle back. You mentioned your sister is about a year away from coming to join you at UVM. What was that experience like, I guess, from your perspective as she's been going through that process? And was there any big sister influence there from you? I just want to get your perspective and your thoughts on her potentially coming to join you.
It really didn't cross our mind too much until the summer. So it kind of was a fluke almost. I ran to one of our old coaches and I was like, what if Leah came to one of our elite camps that we always have? And she was like, yeah, that'd be awesome. Which it's just so far, it's not the first thought. And she came, did really well, and kind of blossomed from there. And I'm really appreciative. And being an older sister, I can feel protective. So I'm glad I'll be around her for her first year, which is always, a lot of learning.
Yeah. I know that feeling as an older brother myself. What have you told her then? What are the things that you've tried to just let her know? And kind of what have those conversations been like between the two of you?
I think, again, the biggest jump from high school to college, a lot of it is physicality. So I'm just kind of get in the gym now. You don't want to be summer training's hell either way, in a good way.
Yeah.
So, but at least prepare as much as you can. And, recently I saw a photo of her from one of her games. She looks stronger. I'll give her that. So I'm proud of her. She's also taller than me. So that's kind of an interesting thing that I'm excited that she'll bring, kind of plays like me, but is her own, still her own type of player, which is cool. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's return then to where we're at this point in the season. What's the team really focused on? What are the things that you guys feel like, all right, we got to work on this. Let's get this ready for the start of conference play. A few more non-conference games coming up here, but then I know the focus just ramps up even more when that new year starts. So I'm curious where the focus of the group is at right now.
I'd say just trying to be as consistent as possible with energy, controlling effort. I know everyone's tired on the court. It's really who can just push through it most. I think it's helping each other play with high energy for as much as we can. And so,
All right, Kira. Well, thank you so much for joining Catamount Insider this week. This is great to have you on, and I can't wait to watch you guys this weekend, 2:00 here against Quinnipiac. Going to be great to see you guys back out on Patrick Chin. Thanks so much for joining us, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again to Kira Hansen for joining Catamount Insider this week. Coming off that double-digit scoring outing against Manhattan, a full week between games here for both basketball teams. The men taking on Colgate this Sunday, and Kira and the women are back at home once more. They take on a really good Quinnipiac team that have lost just once this season, and that was down on the road at Miami in Florida. So it's a really good Quinnipiac team for Kira and company to take on this weekend as they look to continue their solid play coming off that win against Manhattan. Really great
time to catch up with Kira after a great start to the season, playing a bit of a new role this year with some newer teammates that she's fitting in with, and has just had such an efficient start to the year, is shooting the three ball so well, and so I appreciate her for taking the time, and thanks again to her for sharing at the end some of what it's going to mean to get to have her sister come here to Vermont next season. Her sister Leah has committed to UVM as a high school student, and so that'll be really fun, potentially, to watch the Hansen sisters next to each other a year from now. We're going to take a break, wrapping up Catamount Insider when we return. This is Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Catt.
As a proud sports partner, we're the team behind your team and your school. We're Milton Catt, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast. Wherever things are getting done, you'll find our customers building, powering, and maintaining our communities. You'll also find Milton Catt, the team ready with the best technology, expertise, parts, and service. So if you're ready for new challenges and exciting career opportunities, join our team, Milton Catt, always ready.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Ooh, when you come home to me.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Ravin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D-9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at HandyCars.com.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
You want to take your grilling to the next level? It's all about what you've got sitting on the grates.
Mackenzie Hardwood Smoked Sausage, Beer Brats, and Natural Casing Franks.
You'll thank me later.
Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors' Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors' Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
We're back on Catamount Insider, wrapping up this week's show, episode 11 of our 2024-2025 season, UVM Sports roll on. And a big thank you goes out to both Yaniv Bazzini and Kira Hansen for joining us this week, both in the midst of really busy parts of their season. And it's also exam week. Finals week is here in this fall semester, so I appreciate the two of them for taking some time out of their really busy schedules. Coming up later this weekend, if you're listening with us live, men's ice hockey continues their two-game road trip on the road at Union after taking on Union a day ago. 4 o'clock puck drop today. You can tune in with Adam LaFleur on the call right here on WVMT. He gets it started with his pregame show starting at 3:30. Then both basketball teams hit the hardwood tomorrow on Sunday. Men's basketball travels to take on Colgate, and the women's basketball team hosting Quinnipiac. Both of those games get started at 2 o'clock. Ryan Zimmerman has the broadcast on the women's side. His pregame show starts at 1:30. I'm over on the game, also starting the pregame show 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. Hope you'll join us. Hope you'll tune in. Hope you'll tune in to watch the teams. Or if you want to make it out to Patrick Gym to watch the Lady Catamounts and Kira Hansen, again, 2 o'clock tip-off tomorrow. Hope to see you all there as the Catamounts continue their non-conference slate. Men's basketball travels and back to Patrick Gym. They battle with Miami of Ohio coming up on the midweek while the women's basketball team hit the road once more. They make the trip to Lake Erie as they will lock jaws with Buffalo on Thursday. And I will talk to you at the same time in the same place next weekend. Thank you everybody who found our show, whether it's on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get your podcasts. Of course, as always, our great friends with the Varsity Network app, or if you're tuning in live, we'll talk to you next time. Next Saturday, same time and same place, 9 a.m. every Saturday locally. Talk to you next week, everybody. This has been Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Catt.
On the Vermont Sports Network from Learfield, this has been the Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Catt. Get equipped, get to work. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Vermont Sports Network.